Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. This is one of your hosts, Suzanne Lawrence, and I'm here today with my co-host, Wendy Dewar Hughes, and we've got another Wendy to introduce you to today, and I'm going to let Wendy do that for me. So, Wendy, take it away and start the show.
Well, hello, everybody, again. And, yeah, it might be a little bit confusing with two Wendys on the show, but hopefully our voices are different enough that you'll be able to tell which Wendy is which. So I'm really pleased to introduce today our guest, Wendy McClelland. Wendy is a coach, a speaker. She's a specialist in social media, and she helps entrepreneurs and authors grow their businesses and sell more books. So welcome to the show, Wendy McClelland.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here and share some great ideas with your audience.
Well, we're happy to have you. I'm going to start off the questions this morning. I guess it's not morning everywhere, but where we are, it's morning. By just asking you about your book, which is called 27 Steps to Freedom, What Learning to Walk Again Taught Me About Success in Business and Life. Very, very tantalizing title. Tell us a little bit about what made you decide to write your book.
Sure. Well, about 20 years ago, I was a newly single mom with newly divorced mom with three small children, and I started a small typing business, which within about 5 years had grown into a very successful internet company. And unfortunately, in late 2000, I began to feel unwell, and it turned out that I had contracted an E. coli infection that had actually gone into my spine. And it ate away three of the lower vertebrae and two discs, one kidney, and gave me brain damage. So I spent a number of months in hospital and then a number of months more in a full body cast, so plaster from just below my armpits to my knees to fuse the bone fragments back around the spinal cord. So I had to learn how to walk again, first with a walker and then a cane and then on my own. And I had to work to get all my brain function back because I had lost a lot of my memory and couldn't even put two or three words together in a sentence. So I went and lived with my parents during my recovery time, and they had a nice flat driveway, and my goal was to get to the end of that driveway in one go. It took me about 3 weeks to be able to do that, but one day I was able to actually get to the end of the driveway, and coming back for some reason to their front door, I counted the steps, and it was 27 steps. And I just put that away in the back of my mind, and then 15 years later, last year, I, you know, was motivated by a number of things that happened and people saying things to me, and I thought, I need to write this story because I did learn a lot of lessons during that time. And so I wrote the book and started to share my story of how you rebuild your life when you've pretty much lost everything, because I did end up losing my home and going bankrupt because I had no income for 2 years, and how to rebuild a life with my children after being away from them for nearly a year. So that's basically the story of the book, and I just wanted to give other people some inspiration and some ideas on how you do move forward when a crisis occurs in your life.
Wow, what a story, and a huge crisis, too. Now, we've talked in the past because you and I have known each other for a little while, and you told me recently some exciting things about your book and how you went about marketing your book. I know you're a marketing specialist. So can you tell us how you're able to get your book to number one in your category on Amazon and do it without spending money? Is that true?
Absolutely, yes. I didn't spend any money at all. I didn't buy any ads. I didn't, there was no cash investment. With social media, because that's what I specialize in, I always like to do experiments and I like to find ways to do things that are low and no cost. I'm also a certified guerrilla marketing coach, which that means that I specialize in, you know, not spending money when you're doing your marketing and getting really creative. So there was a number of things that I was able to do that didn't cost me anything. So things like 6 months prior to my book launch, reaching out to different people and finding joint venture partners, people that would help me promote my book, and in that would allow them to build their list, because in promoting my book, they would get people onto their list because they were going to give away some kind of a special free bonus to people who purchased the book in the launch period. So I had set aside a 48-hour time frame for the launch, and everybody in my joint venture pool were focused on that 48 hours as well. So my book promotion went out to, you know, tens of thousands of people. And so that was one of the strategies that I used.
Wow. That's not something that most authors really know about, is it?
Probably not. And because, like I said, because I specialize in marketing, I just sort of thought of all the ways I could get the word out about this book. So another thing that I did was I really supported these joint venture partners. So I provided them with backup materials. I gave them pre-written tweets, Facebook posts, and we had a specific hashtag for the launch, so I was able to track the hashtag. And created graphics for them that they could use. So I was really supporting them. And then each day leading up to launch, because my book title is 27 Steps to Freedom, 27 days leading up to the launch, I was promoting a different joint venture partner each day. So they were getting more exposure to all of my people in my tribe as well.
Wow. There's so much to know, isn't there?
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that you can do.
How would you recommend that an author start planning to do this? Like, if you could just kind of simplify and make it a little bit more step-by-step, how do you make the plan?
So one thing I learned, that I've got two or three other books in the works right now, and one of the things I'm doing is laying the groundwork for the marketing further in advance than I did for this book. For this book, I only had about a 2-month lead time for my marketing. I would encourage people, if you've got a book that you're wanting to publish, or you could do it with a book you've already got out as well, it doesn't matter, but give yourself at least 6 months. And what I did is, at the 6-month mark, was I sort of worked backwards from my launch. So, during that launch period, the few weeks leading up to it, I wanted to be posting, you know, 3 times a day about my book launch coming up and all the bonuses that were available. In the month prior to the launch, I would be setting up all the support materials for my joint venture partners. In the 3rd month prior, I would be finding those joint venture partners, people that had the same target market as I did. And my target market is mostly women from, say, 35 to 65. So anybody that had a business that appealed to that kind of market, I would go out and find them. And most of them were already in my network, obviously, because that's who I connect with. And then 4 months in advance, I was planning, pre-writing a lot of posts and tweets and things like that, just so that I had everything laid out in advance. But the one thing I would encourage people to do that can really help you is make a list of influencers in your world. So for me, because my book is self-help motivation, I reached out to people who are in that world, people like Brian Tracy and others. And I got a review from Brian Tracy. So for me, that was one piece of, you know, when I got that review from Brian Tracy, that really helped me. And I was able to share that on all my social media platforms. And that gave me a lot of credibility, the fact that someone as well known as him had reviewed my book. But I encourage people to make a list of those people who they think, you know, make it a dream list. You know, be outrageous with who you want to review your book, because you never know unless you ask. But give them at least 6 months. So if you've got your list, reach out to them about 6 months in advance. And here's a couple little tips for you. What I did is I found these people that I wanted to review my book on LinkedIn first, and I made a connection with them there first. And I would start to support them. I would share their posts that they were putting out. I would comment on their posts so that they could see that I was, you know, my name would pop up in their newsfeed as someone that was being supportive of them. Then I would reach out and ask them, you know, I've got this book. Here's what it's basically about. Would you be willing to review? And here's the key, is you never send them the whole manuscript. You ask if they would review one chapter, because they get hundreds, maybe thousands of requests to review books, and they don't have time to read every single book. But if you are smart enough to say, can you just review one chapter for me, 9 times out of 10, they'll say yes to you.
Wow, that's an excellent tip. Don't you agree, Suzanne?
Yeah, I do. Now, do you advise sending the first chapter all the time, or does that matter?
No, you know what? Here's what I did, is I tailored the chapter I sent to the specific person. So as an example, you also, when you're reaching out to these high-level people, is you want to find something that you have in common with them. So with Brian Tracy, I know that he's actually a Canadian, which is what I am. So I reached out on that basis as a fellow Canadian, and I asked him to review a chapter. I can't even remember which one I sent him, but I would have gone through my chapters and found one that maybe had a similar message to one of his recent books. Another example was Margot Dane, who is a Hollywood actress. I knew her on Facebook because we're both dog lovers. So I reached out to her as a fellow dog lover and said, hey, would you be willing to review a chapter for me? And she did, and it was great. Her review was lovely. So find something you have in common with these people when you reach out to them, and then share a chapter that's relevant to them in some way if you can. Another example is I share a story in the book about a man I met probably about 18 years ago now. His name is Dave Carey, and he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam during the Vietnam War. And I had the opportunity to be on a speaker's panel with him in California many years ago, and he had said something to me that really impacted my life, and it was about every day that you're above ground is a beautiful day, and I was like, absolutely. So I share that story in the book. So to him, when I asked for a review, I said, you probably don't remember me, but you've impacted my life. And this is the story, and I'm wondering, would you review a chapter for me? And I sent him this specific chapter that was about him and that story. And then I also send the table of contents so they can see that as well, so they can see what else the book is about.
Wow. Now, let's get clear on these reviews in a second, though, because I know people think, okay, you get the review, what do you do with it?
So that review is... I actually have my review from Brian Tracy on the top of my website banner. Every page on my website, it says, and the great Brian Tracy said blah, 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 blah about this book. And then I have a buy button that people can click directly to go and buy the book on Amazon. And I had it when I was promoting my book when I was doing my launch. I also created Facebook cover banners for it and used that quote in them. I also used that quote on my Facebook and LinkedIn posts. I also shared it in my email newsletter. And what I also did was, because the book has the number 27 in it, I had created 27 graphics. Each lesson in my book is about one specific life lesson. So I created a graphic around each one of them. So I created 27 graphics, and people could sign up so that every day in their inbox they were going to get one of these graphics with a message on it. And in the newsletter that had the graphic in it, I would say, oh, and I just got this great quote from Brian Tracy, or here's another great review that I just got from so-and-so. So I was continually pushing that information out to people. And then I had a page on the website for the book that had all the reviews on it. So I was really what we call leveraging. So whenever you get a win like that, whenever you get a bit of promotion or publicity, you want to use that in every possible way that you can.
Mm-hmm. Now, those are great ideas.
Yeah, you mentioned something, too, about providing the right materials for your joint venture partners, but you also said you go ahead and you kind of gave us some ideas for how to find the right venture partners. Tell us a little bit about these materials that you provide for them, and how do you know what to provide if you don't have the people yet?
Sure. So what I did was I created 27 tweets that were related to that day's motivational message that I was sending out. So it was all very comprehensive, so that everybody was sending out that same tweet on day 27, day 25, etc. And so I wrote the tweet, and I had created a hashtag, and my hashtag was simply the book title, 27 Steps to Freedom. So what that allowed me to do is I could go into Twitter and I could put in that hashtag, and I could see how many times that tweet went out and how many times it was retweeted, and so that was an opportunity to kind of track it. Then I created Facebook posts, and all of the posts actually led right back to the page where people could pre-order the book and sign up for the bonuses. And so we were building momentum all the way up to the launch. and then I created some the graphics. I sent them all the graphics as well, so they had the 27 graphics too. Now, for some people, you know, 27, they may not have a number in the title of their book. What I would suggest is that you do at least 2 weeks, because we know that people don't get a message into their subconscious brain unless they've been exposed to it a minimum of 7 to 10 times. So you want to do at least 2 weeks of lead up to your launch day with supporting materials that your joint venture partners are putting out to their networks.
And how many joint venture partners did you have for the project?
I had 17.
Okay, and you used the same method to collect all those people?
Mm-hmm. A lot of them I approached, people that I knew had large networks that included my ideal clients.
Okay.
So I would, a lot of them were already people. Maybe a number of them actually were other speakers, because I do a lot of corporate training and I do a lot of keynotes and workshops and things. So I would meet people at events. And so I knew a number of them had the same type of audience as I did. So I reached out to them. So I had everything from video training. I had discount coupons from some people. I had e-books. Some people even sent free samples out to people of health-related products for women. So I had a wide range of things that people could get as bonuses. And so people could pick and choose which bonuses they wanted. And then the person that had, you know, joint ventured with me, their benefit was they got these people onto their list, but I also promoted them. So I was on an ongoing basis. I was promoting them and sharing their bonus with people and, getting their branding out there as well.
And how important do you think the bonuses are to the whole process?
I think they're big, because I think if they're good quality information, then that reflects well on you. And someone who may not have been exposed to you before, when they see all the opportunities that you're giving them to get great information, that sort of gives you some brownie points with them that, you know, this person has a lot of great information and I want to stay connected. So they'll want to continue to get information from you.
Well, good ideas.
Wow, yeah. One other thing I was wondering, did you do book launch parties on Facebook?
You know, I didn't. There's a lot of things I could have done, and for my next books I will, a book launch. And I actually have not even done any book signings at all, because I've got so many other projects that I'm doing. I wish I could clone myself and just have one of me doing all the book stuff and the other of me doing all the other things that I love to do. But I'm still thinking that I may do a live book launch and an event. And like I say, your book can be out for a while. There's a number of books that we know of that have been out for years and never had anything happen, and then all of a sudden, like years ago when Oprah had her book club, you get on Oprah and your book goes crazy, or some influential person reads it and writes a review of it and the book goes crazy. So just because people's books are already out doesn't mean that they can't do a relaunch. You know, maybe you change the cover of your book, which I need to do, right, Wendy Hughes? You know, we've talked about my book cover needs to be redone. I didn't do a lot of that stuff. For me, honestly, it was just timing. And also, my book went launch was around, December the 8th and 9th, I think it was. So just before Christmas. So poor planning. But the reason I did it then is I made a personal commitment to myself that I wanted the book out in 2014. And so I just thought, okay, get her done. But again, I would have planned better and done more promotion in advance for the next go-round. That's definitely what I'll do.
And you talk about you've talked about social media. And can you just go a little bit more in depth into the social media aspect? Like, I find a lot of authors in groups on Facebook and things like that. So did that work for you, or what did you do in that?
It did work, because I was offering this free 27-day inspirational post into your inbox every day. And so most of the groups that we belong to on Facebook have a day where you can do a promotion. So I would share that and I would get people onto my list. But
I also worked hard to get people onto my Facebook business page during that time. So do you want me to share a couple of tips about how to get more engagement on your Facebook business page, which would get more people onto your list?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if I do the strategies that I have discovered, developed, whatever, I can get between 30 and 100 new likes on my business page every week without any advertising. So here's one of my strategies that does involve Facebook groups. Is I belong to maybe 10 Facebook groups, and I also have my own group, but I go into the groups in the morning, and I will interact with people. I will answer questions. I will offer resources, and I want to become known as a trusted source of information. And then when people are engaged in those conversations, I'll reach out and ask to do a friend connection. When I get friend connections, I don't just accept them and move on. I try to reach out to that person individually. So I'll reach out and I'll go to their Facebook page and write on their wall something like, thanks so much for connecting with me, and then I'll use their name. I'll tag them so they'll get a notification. Then I'll take a look over at the left side of their page and I'll see, can I tell what their business page is? And if I can see it clearly, if they've set it up properly, I will like that business page. So I'll say, hey, Joanne, thanks so much for the connection. I'm looking forward to getting to know you. I've also liked your business page, and I'll name the business page so it's tagged, and they get another notification. And I'll say, so that I can learn more about your work. I'd like to invite you to my business page where I post daily social media tips and inspirational ideas. And then I link to my business page. Now, 9 times out of 10, those people will come over and like my business page. And so that's one of the strategies I use to get more people liking the business page. But once you've got them there, Facebook about 18 months ago, maybe 2 years now, changed the way that they share your content. I'm going to round numbers here. So let's say you've got 1,000 people that like your business page. 2 years ago, if you put out a post, probably 250 people would have seen it. Today, you'll be lucky if you get 20 to 40 people seeing it, maybe less even. So what you need to do is be posting content that people really want. So a couple of examples of that would be video. And these could be videos you do yourself, you create on your phone. So as an author, if you've got a new book coming out, and maybe it's a self-help book, you want to share, you could do a quick little video like, here's today's tip from my new book, name the book, on this topic. And just do a quick little video and post it on Facebook, on your Facebook business page. But when you write your description of what you're posting, make sure you use the word video. So it will say, hey, in today's video, I'm going to share with you dot, da, 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 da. And the reason that that helps is for some reason right now, Facebook's computers really like the word video in descriptions. And they will actually share that post with more of your people who are following you than if you hadn't used the word video in your post.
Wow, that's
interesting. Yeah, and right now that is just one of the little weird idiosyncrasies of Facebook. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it's still pulling more people. It's still allowing more people to see your post. Another word that you can use in your description that does the same thing is the word congratulations. So what you could do is, congratulations, today I'm, how would we word this if it was a book tip? Congratulations for being part of this great community that I'm trying to build online. Today's tip is all about da, 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 da. Now, another thing you can do is find the thought leaders in your industry. So for women, so let's say you write women's sweet romance books. You could find maybe a video that's been done by an author who's written one of those books and share that video. And when you write the description, here's a video by, and then you tag the person who has produced the video, because then they're going to see it and it's going to show up on their Facebook wall as well and be shared with all their people.
Wow.
And so I tend to pick people like Tony Robbins or Gary Vaynerchuk, who is a social media guy. And some of those videos of my, on when I post those, they'll be shared and viewed by thousands and thousands of people, not just a handful. So video is definitely one of the things that can really increase the amount of coverage that you get for your Facebook posts.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. It's almost like Facebook could be a full-time job, just figuring out how to do stuff.
It could be, but that one of the things I encourage people to do, I actually wrote a blog post about this recently, about how to manage your social media time. And so my strategy with Facebook is I go on in the morning for about 25 minutes, and I set a timer, because if I don't, I get sucked into that vortex of cute cat videos, you know, like we all do, and then mm-hmm. it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I've gotten nothing done. So I log in the morning, I check my notifications to see if there's anything I need to respond to. Then I go into my Facebook group, and I post something for the day to start a conversation, and I respond to anything that's happening in there. And then I go into the other groups I belong to, and I quickly scan the newsfeed to see, is there anything in there that I can be of help with? Can I answer someone's question? Do I have a resource that might be helpful? And once I've done that, then I will quickly look at my newsfeed, see if there's anything I should comment, like, or share. And then I get out and I turn it off. And I'll do the same thing at lunch and the same thing in the afternoon. And in the evenings, I do tend to leave Facebook open more, because it's more of my personal time as well. Like, I'm connecting with friends and family and stuff like that. But during the day, it's strictly the business stuff. And so that's kind of my Facebook strategy. But yeah, social media, it can take a lot of time, which is really important for you to first identify who your ideal clients are, who you're trying to reach. Figure out the right platform, because every platform has different kinds of users. And then mm-hmm. develop a strategy. And you can pre-schedule posts in Facebook. I will often pre-schedule a couple days in advance on my business page. And then I'll jump in live, you know, once or twice a day and post something as well. So there are ways to be more strategic and more, careful with your time on social media.
That's great.
Well, listen,
speaking of time,
tell us how people can find out more about you online, because we're about ready to run out of time.
Sure. Yeah, the quickest way is you can go directly to my website, and if you go 27 steps to the number 27, stepstofreedom.com, that will take you to my main site, and everything is there, and you can connect with me and watch videos and, you know, find all my social media platforms. There's a link to my Facebook and YouTube and all that kind of stuff.
Great. Now, you mentioned that you do coaching. With all the projects you've got going now, I don't see how you could possibly do this, but you do seem more organized than any other human being I know. So do you still also coach people to do marketing or do marketing for
absolutely.
Other people?
Yeah, I absolutely do. Coaching is one of the things I really love, and I prefer to help people get things done quickly. I don't have, you know, 6-month-long coaching packages. What I do is actually just a 30-day program, and we pick one project. So we could, in 30 days, create your entire book launch strategy so that you've got a step-by-step, mm-hmm. week-by-week, what you do, where you do it, how you do it plan. And other people want me to help them develop. I've got a client right now that's developing a brand new health and wellness business, and we're going to get the plan done in the first 30-day session. And then the second 30-day session, we're going to be developing a website and her opt-in offer. So I work in 30-day increments so that people get action fast, and then they feel they get more results, and then they make more money quicker.
Yeah, I just think that's wonderful, because all the things you've talked about today sound fabulous, but I can just sort of realize people are sitting here thinking, you know I need to do this, and this, and 30-day program would be wonderful. So I'm assuming they can find out all about these 30-day programs at either 27stepstofreedom.com, the number 27,
yep.
or just
yeah,
type
absolutely.
In your name, wendy.com.
Yeah.
Listen, we are
absolutely.
All out of time. This is great. You're going to have to come back with us, isn't she, Wendy?
I think so.
I would love that.
Yeah.
No, I love sharing what I know, and if I can help people, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, I encourage everyone to go to 27stepstofreedom.com and find out more about these launch programs, because I know everybody out there, whether they're traditionally published or self-published, you know, they've got a lot of the promotional work to do on their own book, and these 30-day launch programs sound really fabulous. So thanks so much for being with us, Wendy. And, Wendy, thanks for co-hosting with me today, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye.